Hello everyone. Welcome to today's lecture where I will be sharing another of Astra's research projects. This research focuses on exploring the experiences of young women with forced migration backgrounds, particularly in educational contexts such as Berlin's welcome classes. Let me first introduce myself. My name is Jeannie Rose Teguihanon. Originally from the Philippines, I'm currently a PhD candidate at Bielefeld University in Germany. I'm also a Marie Sklodowska-Curie Fellow in the ASTRA Project, or Applying Sustainability Transition Research and Social Work, Tackling Major Societal Challenge of Social Inclusion. I have a Master's in Advanced Development in Social Work and a Bachelor of Science in Social Work. I have worked in various roles in humanitarian and development contexts, and my research and practice interests include gender and migration, gender-based violence, community organizing and social activism, social inclusion and integration, and empowerment and engagement of individuals and groups at risk of exclusion. Over the next 20 minutes, I'll share how young women with forced migration backgrounds became co-researchers exploring their own community's experiences in Berlin's welcome classes. I'll also share why we chose this approach, how we implemented it, and what we have learned so far. Let me explain why this research matters. Welcome classes, like other educational integration strategies, represent a significant environment in the lives of young people with forced migration backgrounds. As a crucial entry point, they're not just educational spaces, but form part of broader ecosystems that shapes these young people's integration journey. This ecosystem includes educational structures, social networks, and cultural communities. Welcome classes emerged as a critical focus area, representing three crucial intersections we had identified during our discussions. First, as a lens to examine systemic discrimination within the educational system. Second, as a space where intersecting identities of race, ethnicity, religion, and gender converge. And third, as a design platform for integration and support. To understand why welcome classes emerge as our focus, let me provide the context of its development in Germany. Let me begin with 2015 and 2016, when Germany experienced a significant influx of migrants, with more than 1 million traveling across the Mediterranean and Europe. During this period, one-third of those seeking protection and asylum for children and young people under 18. This created an immediate challenge for the education sector, as these young people needed to be integrated into the German school system. In response to this unprecedented situation, Germany's educational system had to adapt quickly. However, the response varied across the country, as the organization of school integration falls under the responsibility of individual federal states. This led to different models and approaches, with some states enabling immediate school entry, while others required a 3 to 6 month period after municipal distribution. Integration methods also varied, from separate classes to direct mainstream placement with language support. Let me focus specifically on Berlin's approach. In Berlin, welcome classes emerged as the primary solution established under the Berlin School Act. These classes were implemented across various school types, from primary schools to integrated secondary schools, grammar schools, and upper secondary schools. The program serves students from grade 3 onwards, with special provisions for older students up to the age of 23 in vocational schools. The ongoing relevance of these classes was particularly evident in 2022, when Berlin rapidly expanded from 27 to 50 welcome classes within weeks, serving over 1,000 students. This growth highlighted why understanding these classes and the experiences of students within them became crucial to our research. Our understanding of welcome class experiences is guided by three theoretical perspectives. Social constructionism helps us understand how young women create meaning through their educational and social experiences. Intersectionality reveals how their different identities, gender, migration status, cultural and religious backgrounds intersect to shape unique experiences. The eco-social perspective shows how these experiences are embedded within broader interconnected systems of education, social support, and integration processes. These theoretical perspectives guided our choice of research approach. To understand how young women construct meaning of their experiences, how their different identities shape these experiences, and how these connect to broader systems, we needed a methodology that would center their voices and perspectives. Youth participation was central to our research design. Rather than conducting research about young people, we decided to conduct research with them, recognizing their expertise in their own experiences and their capacity to generate valuable insights. So we chose peer research as our methodology, where members of a community become researchers of their own community's experiences. This approach enables deeper understanding through firsthand experiences with the issues being studied, while ensuring youth voices remain central to the research process. Our research journey began with a preparation phase. First is the building of community partnerships and consultations. We reached out to various NGOs in Germany, focusing on North Rhine-Westphalia and Berlin. After months of meetings, we were able to establish a pivotal partnership with Empower e.V. in Berlin, an organization deeply connected with young people in the community, including young women and girls with refugee or forced migration backgrounds. This partnership proved crucial to establishing the trust necessary for community-centered research. Through Empower's trusted network, we were able to work with four remarkable young women as peer researchers. Our four peer researchers were active members and participants of Empower e.V., aged 17 to 21, who have lived in Germany for at least 3 years and are either gymnasium students or FSJ volunteers. What makes their involvement particularly meaningful is that they were themselves former welcome class students. Each had navigated a journey from newcomer to established resident, bringing invaluable insight to the research process. Their personal understanding of welcome classes helped shape our research questions and approach. Our research focus emerged through a layered process of consultation and training. In consultation sessions, education emerged as a cornerstone issue, viewed as a transformative tool for empowerment. This insight and an emphasis on social integration proved crucial in shaping our direction. We then engaged in comprehensive training for our peer researchers, covering topics on community-based research, research ethics, and development of research tools. During these sessions, Discussions about systemic discrimination, cultural identity, and supportive environments naturally connected with our consultation insights, leading us to focus on what our peer researchers thought encompassed all these discussions and was important to explore. Welcome, class. Experiences. With the research interest and focus established, we then proceeded to develop our research questions. Our peer researchers wanted to explore more on understanding welcome classes from the perspectives of female students. The research questions aimed to capture their experiences, identify what matters most to them, understand their challenges, and learn from their suggestions for improvement. Through our peer researchers' networks, we were able to connect with 30 young women aged 16 to 26, all former welcome class students in Berlin. We used semi-structured interviews conducted by pairs of peer researchers, either individually or in small groups. The process was designed to be flexible and culturally sensitive, with interviews conducted in participants' preferred languages and comfortable locations. Data analysis involved transcription, translation, and thematic analysis using research analysis software. Importantly, peer researchers provided feedback on initial findings, ensuring our interpretations accurately reflected participants' experiences. Currently, we are sharing these insights through academic conferences and as part of the Astro project, with plans to extend dissemination to community organizations, NGOs, and policymakers to make maximize impact. Now let me share what we learned from our interviews with young women about their welcome class experiences. Our analysis reveals how participants actively construct meaning through their daily experiences, shaped by their intersecting identities, and embedded within broader systems. This understanding guides us through three key areas: what matters most, challenges faced, and suggestions for improvement. Through our analysis, four key themes emerged as most significant in participants' welcome class experiences. These themes reflect how participants construct meaning of their educational journey, shaped by their intersecting identities within the broader eco-social environment. Language acquisition and academic development emerged as a crucial aspect, helping participants overcome communication barriers and prepare for future academic challenges. Social integration and cultural exchange formed another vital aspect, where structured activities and shared experiences created meaningful connections and sense of community. The supportive and inclusive learning environment was consistently emphasized, with teachers playing crucial roles beyond academic instruction and in fostering belonging and providing emotional support. Personal growth and future orientation emerged as the fourth key aspect, where participants constructed their experiences as catalysts for development. Through language acquisition, supportive environments, and overcoming challenges, they built confidence and developed future aspirations. Our participants' challenges are constructed through their daily experiences and intersect with their multiple identities. These difficulties emerge particularly at the intersection of being young women, having forced migration backgrounds, and religious or cultural identities. Language barriers emerged as a primary challenge, Beyond basic comprehension difficulties, participants described feeling anxious about speaking and worried about making mistakes. These language challenges directly impacted their ability to build relationships and affected their emotional well-being. Social integration and cultural challenges form another significant barrier. Participants faced limited opportunities to interact with German students and concerns about cultural and religious acceptance. Some also encountered cultural insensitivity and discrimination, which affected their sense of belonging. The physical separation of welcome classes from mainstream education created structural challenges. Participants described being isolated from German peers and not having opportunities to interact even during school breaks. Participants also noted inadequate teaching methods and gaps in cultural education. These challenges don't exist in isolation, but often intersect and compound each other. For example, language barriers can lead to social isolation, which in turn limits opportunities for language practice. Cultural differences can increase communication anxiety, while structural separation reinforces these barriers. Understanding these intersections is crucial for addressing these challenges effectively. Based on their experiences, participants offered practical suggestions in three key areas. First, they emphasized enhancing integration through joint activities. They suggested organizing shared activities between welcome and regular classes, like meals, movies, excursions, to create authentic opportunities for language practice and cultural exchange. Second, they called for more comprehensive educational approaches. This included integrating subjects with regular classes where language isn't the primary barrier. Finally, they stressed creating truly inclusive environments through enhanced cultural competency training for teachers and stronger anti-discrimination policies. Our analysis reveals how welcome classes serve as crucial spaces where educational, cultural, and systemic issues intersect. Through social constructionist and intersectional lenses, we see how young women navigate multiple identities while seeking both academic growth and improved social integration. Our findings gathered through peer research methodology demonstrate how young people with forced migration backgrounds can be active knowledge creators rather than just service recipients. This approach, combined with our eco-social perspective, points to specific needs. Inclusive educational approaches, enhanced cultural competency in teaching, and sustainable support systems. These insights contribute to both social work practice and research methodology, informing policy and practice for more sustainable and inclusive environments. These findings point to the broader question of how welcome classes can contribute to sustainable social inclusion. Let's examine how these interconnected systems shape long-term integration outcomes. Our research on welcome classes demonstrate that sustainable social inclusion require understanding interconnected systems. By examining how educational experiences connect to social integration, cultural understanding, and community cohesion, we provide insights for developing comprehensive support approaches. This system's perspective, combined with participatory methodology, contributes to more sustainable and inclusive practices for supporting young people with forced migration backgrounds. As part of the ASTRA project, this research illustrates how social work can utilize sustainability transition research to enhance social inclusion. By examining welcome classes through the perspectives of young women and employing a participatory methodology, we contribute to understanding how educational integration can further facilitate the sustainable social inclusion of immigrant students, particularly those with forced migration backgrounds. This research demonstrates how peer research methodology can effectively engage young women in studying their experiences. Our findings show welcome classes as crucial spaces within the broader eco-social environment where educational, cultural, and systemic elements intersect. This understanding contributes to both educational practice and social work approaches, informing the development of sustainable and inclusive support systems. Future presentations will further discuss implications for social work practice, research, and sustainable transitions. Thank you for your attention. If you'd like to learn more about this research, the ASTRA project, or how social work can contribute to sustainability transition, please visit the ASTRA website. Thank you for engaging with our work on creating more inclusive and sustainable approaches to supporting marginalized populations, including young people with forced migration backgrounds.